Box A, Event-Driven Programs. Besides the fact that Windows programming introduces you to a lot of new code, there is also a fundamental difference in the way that Windows programs work. In console programs, your code starts with main and then executes line by line, jumping into any functions or loops. However, in Windows, the OS actually communicates with your program and sends it messages when an event pertaining to it occurs. An event can be a mouse click, a button press, a menu item selection, a key press, and so on. When Windows detects the occurrence of an event, it sends a message to the application it was for. The sent message is then added to the application's message queue. The message queue is just a data structure, which stores the messages until they are handled. The application itself regularly checks its queue for messages, and then dispatches the messages to a window procedure function, which will actually respond to the message. So in summary, by event-driven programming, we mean that your Windows programs essentially sit and wait for messages, and then they respond to the messages when they get one. For example, take your C++ compiler. When you load it up, it just sits there. The reason it just sits there is because you haven't done anything. You have not made any events. When you start typing, however, Windows notes that key press events have occurred, and it sends this message to the compiler, which in turn responds by displaying your typed code on the screen. Similarly, when you click a menu item, Windows detects a mouse click event and sends the compiler application a notification that you selected a menu item. The compiler then receives the message and responds. If you clicked the exit menu item, then the compiler would respond by ending the program. So this event-driven programming model is pretty easy to understand. Loosely, it just means that your programs wait until the user does something, and then they react appropriately. But it is important to point this out, because when we start to make our first real Windows program, we will have to do things like set up a message loop, and we will need to set up a window procedure function. Box B, the message structure. Box B shows two structures which the Win32 API defines. The first message structure contains information about a Windows message. The first member identifies the window the message is for. An HWind is just a data type Windows defines which represents an ID to a window. That is, it just gives us a way of referring to a particular window. You can almost think of it as a pointer to a window. The second member is an unsigned integer type that identifies the type of message. That is, each Windows message is given an integer ID. The third and fourth members store information that is specific about the particular message. For example, for a mouse press message, they may store the position of the mouse cursor during the click. The fifth member stores the time the message was made, and the sixth member provides the cursor position of the mouse at the time the message was made. Box C, some sample messages. Here we look at a few example messages. These message identifiers are symbol names that refer to integers. Recall that each possible Windows message is given an integer value to identify it. Well, instead of using the integer values, which would make it confusing to work with, we give the integers symbolic names that provide more descriptive information. These message identifiers are of the kind that would be assigned to the message member of the message structure. WM quit. This message is sent when the user has indicated to quit the application. WM command. This message is sent to a window when the user selects an item from the Windows menu. Some child windows, such as button controls, also send this message when they are pressed. WM L button double click. This message is sent to a window when the user double clicks with the left mouse button over the Windows client area. WM L button down. This message is sent to a window when the user presses the left mouse button over the Windows client area. WM key down. This message is sent to the window with keyboard focus when the user presses a key. The W param of the message denotes the specific key that was pressed. WM size. This message is sent to a window when the user resizes the window. Box D. Overview of a Windows program. The creation of a simple Windows application is quite lengthy, but not too lengthy when we consider the amount of functionality we will get in return. We will actually have drawn a window, and moreover, the window can be resized, minimized, maximized, and such. The basic steps for creating a basic Windows application are as follows. Define the window procedure for the main application window. Recall that a window procedure is a special function each window has, which contains the code necessary to handle the specified event the message originated from. Fill out a WINS class instance. By filling out this structure, you are able to define some core properties that your window will have. Register the WINS class instance. Before you can create a window based on the WINS class instance you have filled out, you must register it with Windows. Create the window. Now that you have registered a WINS class instance with Windows, you can create a window. Creating a window is done with a single function call, which again allows you to customize some of the features of the window. Show and update the window. In this step, you need to actually instruct Windows to display your window, and in addition, you must update the window for the first time. Finally, enter the message loop. After you've created the main window of your application, you are ready to enter the message loop. The message loop will constantly check for and handle messages as the message queue gets filled. The message loop will not exit until a quit message is received.